It doesn't say it's recording anymore. But we're going to talk about prosperation. We're talking about the Eitz HaDaat, because that's always cool. And the pre-Eitz HaDaat, which was not an apple. We knew that, right? You knew that. I wrote right that. What was it? Okay. So we're going to look at the Gan Eden, the Chet of Adam and Chava. And they had one mitzvah in Gan Eden by Tzavel Kimet Adam Lemor. Sam commanded man with capital M. We call it the Gan Tochel. You may eat from all of the fruit. But don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because the day that you eat from it, you shall surely die or be liable for death. So what was this Eitz HaDaat? And the Midrash says, in source 2, Rabbi Zarya, Rabbi Huda, Bar Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshuv and Levi, Amar, Chas V'Shalom. God forbid. Lo Gila Kadosh Baruch Hu Oto Ilan La'adam. Hashem did not say what kind of tree it was. Lo Atila Galato. And he is not, Hashem is not going to reveal it. We don't know what kind of tree this was. Rei Makativ, we have the example of Isha Sheti Kravakul Beima V'Chule, that in case of an animal, illicit relationships, that the animal's killed. And then the question, we all know the Rashi on that. If the, we understand punishing the person, but why punish the animal? But just so that animals shouldn't be out there in public. This terrible thing happened with this animal. We don't want to embarrass anyone or anything. And so the honor of these the story, Al Kvodo, Al Kamasa too. We don't want to insult the tree or remind us about the chait of Adam and Chava. So we're not gonna know what the kind of tree it was. That's explicit. You know, it wasn't an unkosher kind of tree that we can't eat today. There was one particular fruit that said, don't eat that one. Right? We can still eat whatever fruit we want today. Right? There's no magical fruit about that. The mitzvah Hashem given them. But despite that, Gemara still asked the question. Everybody said, okay, nobody knows what kind of fruit it is. We'll never know what it is. And then the immediate question is, well, what kind of fruit was it? Tanya, Square in Sanhedrin. He's a bright thing. Rabbi Meir Omer, Oto Ilan Shachal Adam Arisha Mimenu Gefen Haya. The fruit that the tree that Adam ate from was the grape, was a vine. The prior to that was a grape. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I should edit that. Let me change. I never did finish this. Sorry. I'm going to edit this as I'm looking at it. That's a rush. Okay. Still here? Rabbi Huda Omer Chitahaya. Rabbi Huda says, no, the pre-Eitz HaDaat was wheat. It wasn't a tree, it was a stalk of wheat. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer to Enai Haya. Rabbi Nechemiah says it was a fig. Right? We don't know what kind of fruit it is, but it was one of these things. And then very metrics that we quoted, this is what Breshit Rav says, we're not going to know what it is. He gives us these suggestions and offers one more. What kind of fruit was it? Rabbi Meir Omer Chitim. Wheat. Rabbi Huda Bar Eli Omer Anavim. Grapes. Rabbi Abba the Akko Amar Etrog Haya. It's an Etrog. Appropriate for coming off of Sukkot. Rabbi Yossi Amar to Enim Haya. It was figs. So, these are all Midrashic. We're not trying to figure out what kind of fruit it was. We're not trying to go back and say, oh, don't eat that because that was the Eitz HaDaat. We're trying to eat it because we like the idea of that. I don't know. This is a challenge. No. Clearly, that's supposed to be some symbolic of something. We're not taking it seriously, but not literally. What is it, what do these things symbolize? So our go-to sources for trying to understand Agarata are either the Maharsha or the Maharal. So the Maharal looks at the description of that etadat and when our parsha it says the woman saw kitova is the machal. Number one, it looked good to eat. The kitavahu le'nayim, and it was desirable for the eyes. Nechmad ha'etz la'skil, and it was desirable to Eliyahu to be wise. Vatikach mi peryo v'tochal. So she took the fruit and ate. And she also said it to her husband. So here's the Maharal explaining those the three things of Gemara. The Gemara just deals with the Gemara. It said that Namra Boshia Bogimul Dvaram El. It said that had these three things. Tova Eitz Machal says Zev Knegad Aguf. The Maharal likes dividing the human, what it makes a human being into three parts. Very Greek. Soma, psyche, and nos. Guf, Nefesh and Sechel. Tov Machal represents the goof. That's the body. Shuma Vakesh Achila Vashtir. That's what eats and that's part of you that deals with eating and drinking, the physical needs. Nechman Laskil Kineged Kocha Sechli, Shem Mashlima Sechel, and Nechmad Laskil is the mind. That's nefesh, the feeling sense. We have mind and heart, let's call it that. Even between nos and psyche in Greek philosophy, if you know anything about Greek philosophy. No telo simcha. That's the taven and anayim is a matter of simcha. So therefore, we have three things. Great is yayin, is simcha. And then madam achita, the achita tov laskil, that wheat is good for the intellect, and we're going to go through all these three things. When there teena, hanya savar, if you say it's the fig, that was the etadat, that's the physical needs. Let's look at that. What really was the basis of their sin? What did they do wrong? That's what it means to ask what kind of fruit it was. And each of them has their own opinion, but he doesn't want to go into it more, so I'm going to go into it more. Again, he's coming Gemara, which doesn't bring up in the Esrog, but we're going to talk about the Esrog. And fundamentally, what it is saying, what was the chait of Adam and Chava? They had a mitzvah of Hashem, commandment of Hashem, and they did something else. They made other decisions about what the ultimate good was. They're focusing on something else. They're trying to decide on ethics in the Aristotelian sense. How should one live? What should you do in life? So the four things, number one was the te'ena. So is Aaron bringing them to school?
Well, usually I bring them, but since we have a special visitor in our house today, so he's bringing them today.
Oh, okay. I don't want to keep you from being at school. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, you
good morning.
Just missed everybody.
They just all left for school.
Oh, left for school?
Oh, yeah, like okay. As you were walking, they were like.
Okay, I hope they have fun at school.
Okay, maybe we'll see you later. We don't do later before Shabbos.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
For me.
Right.
That's funny. Okay.
You are doing math.
I'm doing math. It's fun. It's much more fun than listening to my teacher drone on about processes.
No. Wait, are you in class?
You're the one doing droning on.
I'm droning on?
Well, you're talking to somebody else.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, are you in class now?
What?
Are you in class now?
No, I'm helping someone with their calculus.
Oh, that's nice.
Fun.
Do you want to be a tutor for somebody? I think I might have somebody. I think I might have somebody for you to tutor. Would you tutor somebody over Zoom?
Yeah.
Zoom recording. Okay. So Tana figs. Okay. First possibility is a Tana. Tana is the only fruit that's actually explicitly mentioned in the whole parsha. Right after they eat the tzadat, and their eyes are opened. They do care about him and realize they were naked. But it's Peru Ale Tena. So they sewed together fig leaves. Hence the term fig leaf. But Yasul Hem Chagarot, and they made belts for themselves out of fig leaves. So the measure said, Riosi Omer Tainim Hayu. That's the fruit, the tree they ate of was the Tena. The Varla made me in Yano. That's what they was nearby. That's what was mentioned in context. Mashal ben Sarim, Shekil Kel, Imachat Mishpachot, and we have a Mashal, a prince who has an affair, Kimet Shisham Asar, Tadu Otsia Chutz Palkin, and once the king, the master found out, threw him out of the house, and he was going to all the various maids of the palace, and none of them wouldn't let him in. Except the one he had the affair with. That's the one that was to let him in. So too, an Adam ate from that tree. He was kicked out of Gan Eden. And none of the other trees would allow him to use any of their leaves. But this fig, that's the one he ate from, that allowed him to take the leaves. That's where they so physically took L.A. Te'ina. Ram says more specifically, Amar Mefarshim Kiyah Puryo Molid Tavata Mishkal. Increases in lust. I don't know if that's true of figs or not, but at least within the context, that's what it symbolizes. That's why they ate that, as they covered themselves up. That's why he felt the need to cover themselves up after they ate it. And that's a similar idea that Da Tovara specifically refers to what he's calling Tavat HaMishkal, lust, sexual desire. From Barzilai Giladi, from the story of David. Remember Yishmael Bet? Kind of, sort of. He's one of those who helped David when David was running away from his son. And the devil wants to reward him by bringing him back to the palace in Yerushalayim and giving him all his luxuries. And he says, no, I'm an old man. I'm 80 years old. I don't get this. Adab and Tov La-Ra. I don't know Tov and Ra. Same expression. That Tov Va-Ra, that was talking about, I don't want stuff anymore. Any stuff. He had no tava, no desire at all. No, Tana is the physical needs, physical wants. And that's really the way the Christians look at the Eitz HaDaat. Adam Lechavitch chose to say, okay, my physical needs are more important than what God commanded. That's not the usual way we look at it at all, but that's the Tana approach. The grapes. That's what grapes is wine. That wine symbolizes pleasure and that the ultimate good in this sense. So, no, first option is ultimate good is our own needs. Second choice is the ultimate good, that which we should try to do in this life is happiness, pleasure. So that's similar to what heroin does. It just turns on your brain's pleasure center.
Right.
You're not actually getting anything. It just says, okay, just click, now you're happy. That's all that wine does. Yayim is samach lebev enosh. That's what the pasuk says, and that's Gemara says that was what the fruit was. Rami Meir Omer, but the ilan she'achal adam rishon menu gefen haya. She'inachad davar shemidi yelala la'adam el yayin. The only thing that brings confusion to a person is wine. And Gemara continues to bring a proof from Noah. It says vayachel Noach ish adamah. He wouldn't get explicitly get drunk. He was an ish adamah. And that's a parallel to Adam. Marchita Marav Ukva, Barmile Marav Ukva, Marav Yezakai, Amla Kosh Baruch Hu Lenoah. Hashem said to Noah, Didn't you learn from Adam Rishon? So Garlam lo Eliyan. He drank wine and then made this mistake.
Well, this is like Hashem saying that it's grapes. Not carry
right. This is a Medrash saying that about this, right? There are other options. Yeah. In other words, it's saying that the chet of Adam and Chava was looking for pleasure. First option is physical needs. Second one is pleasure or happiness. Then the interesting one is wheat. Okay, chita was the pre etzadat.
You don't think about wheat as being like a pre.
You're right. And I don't think any of this is a pre. I don't think of wine as being a pre either. The achal mi perya clearly wasn't. These are symbolic. Okay? Don't take any of this as being, okay, that's what the fruit looked like. Well, the chet was a te'ena chet. It was a gefen chet. It was a chita chet. Okay? And chita specifically is the food that stimulates the intellect, thinking, for smart people, right? Ramey Amar Chetimayu, Ramey says it was wheat. Kad lo hava bar nosh deya. And as the common expression is, if someone's really stupid, I'm reading on that we say, lo achahu insa pita dechiti miyome, he never had a slice of wheat in his life, slice of bread. That's the way he said that. He's a couple of screws loose, a couple of cards short of a full deck. In the time of the Bereshit Rabba, they would say, he's not eating his bread. Why? See, look at that. And Rabbi Omer similarly, chita, yeah. Shantinok yodei lekro abba v'ima, because children don't need to learn how to talk. Ad shiitom tam dagan, until they eat grain. It's hard to understand that. And this is from my understanding that it's from Rabbi Jeremy Kagan. Rabbi Jeremy Kagan, you know who that is?
Yeah, I think I heard him speak. Yeah, he's really good.
Okay, he's great. He came to Israel a long time ago. Midrash Yitzhak Midrash Tile wrote the Jewish Self, which I learned with Leah. Great book and The Power to Be. And he says that the wheat, it doesn't have what causes it, but it's symbolic of independence. That wheat is, so it's not bread, but pap, baby food. That was the first baby food. They didn't have rice cereal or they didn't use oat cereal. You just had mashed up that gun. It's not bread the issue, but that weaning was the point where the child becomes independent. That when they're ready for that, that's when the terrible twos start. The child's thinking for themselves. So saying the precept of Etadat was wheat, saying the sin of Adam Chaba was creating their own ethic, doing their own thinking, which is good, but not the same as obeying Mitzvah Hashem, the intellectual sin. That's the third possibility.
Almost like entering toddlerhood. Like they're not like the newborn that just like plays quietly in their crib. Right.
You would have some sense of what that means.
Yeah, that would make sense to me.
So that's what Adam and Chava were. They started rolling their eyes at Hashem. Okay, so the moral doesn't deal with the etrog. It doesn't say it explicitly out, but I think what the etrog is really the way Rav Soloveitchik looks at it. But the sin of the pre etzadat was aesthetic. We'll talk about that. Because the etrog, this is the way the Ramban looks at it. The etrog is called a pre etzadar. But nachon beinai, ki etlina nikra b'loshon aramit etrog. That we call it etrog. That's an Aramaic word. Nikra shom b'loshon kodesh hadar. It's called hadar, meaning beautiful. Ki perish etrog is chemda. That's what etrog in Aramaic. The root of etrog is from the root ragag, which means desire. Like the Targum Unkelus on our pasuk of Nechmad Lemareh is the meragig lemechazeh. It's desirable to be seen. Etrog is a thing that is beautiful. And similarly, Dibra, when it says lot daveh, its Targum there is lot terog. Now he's saying that's the shortage of etrog. It's hadar, hidur. Beautiful. for Minim in the Ketuvah, it says, Mikol Shafar Areg Nechasin, that he promised to pledge all desirable, beautiful things. Is Aaron supposed to promise that to you? And so chemda, coveting, wanting something, and hadar really mean the same sort of thing. That's the Ramban's explanation of the word etrog, why we use the word etrog for the priyat hadar. But our Soloveitchik puts it, is that the not dot, in the sense, does not refer to dot in the cognitive sense. Can't spell that right there.
Also, is aesthetic, when do you spell aesthetic with an A and one with an E?
You spell like it with an A when you're trying to show off.
Because I always spell it with an A. I thought that's standard. I figured E was showing off. I don't know. Aesthetic?
Yeah. Okay, we can do that. Here. Oops.
I don't know which one is.
He spells it with an E. Okay. So he doesn't spell it with an A. In a sense. I should check spelling here. Okay, let's check this if we better. Okay. That did not refer to that in the cognitive sense of theoretical knowing, but just the aesthetic subject object relationship, very Soloveitchikian, right? It's a sense of beauty, that there is something that is in harmony with the universe. Hedonic knowledge. Now, the knowledge of pleasure.
Here. I don't know that I've ever seen those two words like put together, hedonic knowledge.
Let me say that's what that means. Et hadat tovara refers to. Reads the tree of foreknowledge of the pleasant and unpleasant, the tree of anticipating the agreeable and disagreeable. This is a tree of aesthetic motivation, the orgiastic tension, which is meaning that I want more and more, I want to see more and more pleasure no matter what it takes. It just gets more and more. And similarly says the same thing, that this is Rav Soloveitchik understanding the Rambam's understanding of the Et HaDaat Torah, which is stressed that we do not equate the Maimandian exposition of original sin with this scholastic theory of concupiscence.
Okay, I don't know what that one means.
The Scholastic means the early church scholars. So that's the Te'ena approach. That's what it was. Tavat HaMishkal. That's not what he said. That's what the Rambam was saying. But let us stress the actual overindulgence of voluptuousness, the act of doing. Seeing that lust is the main source of evil, my mind is placed the emphasis on a tendency, a philosophy of life, part of man is longing for and overestimating the importance of the pleasing and the beautiful. That's what's most important. Life should be beautiful. Everything is to fit the idea of harmony. Everything is to be right. My mind is a sin manifests itself in a false axiological assessment, right? We make the wrong assumptions about what's important in life, of man's experiences, thus being priority to the aesthetic. Here's what the A here, you know? Behavior. You can spell however you want, okay? That's the etrog, that there's the idea that there's some absolute standard for beauty and that's the ultimate good. And we are,
but that isn't something that, like, but you see the idea of like hadar all the time in mitzvos. I mean, not all the time, but meaning there is the sense that like when you do things, it should be done in a hidur kind of way.
Right. All of these things are good things, right? You should be thinking, you should fill your physical needs, and you should achieve beauty hidur in the world. It can't be at the expense of the command of Hashem. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what the problem is. And all these things, they, you know, Hashem said here, we'll talk about that. Yeah. That's true. And we'll quote John Keats, truth is beauty is truth and truth beauty. That's all you know on earth, all you need to know. Very Greek philosophical approach. That's the etrog approach to the etadat. All these things. So, was gefen chita to inar and etrog? The answer obviously is yes. All of those there. They're all real or possible. And what I'm going to finish with is the idea that they're all kind of built into the structure of creation. This idea that all these things are important and they're there. This is interesting. Midrash, I got it. Creation of trees. Hashem said back on day, I should remember this, right? Three.
What?
Day three of creation. Right? Hashem said, may the land bring forth greenery, grasses, eight priyosep pri. Trees are fruit, bearing fruit, let me know, according to their own kinds, that shows earth, they'll have bring forth seeds, and that's what happened. But to say earth, desha, and the land brought forth greenery, asamazriazera, grasses with a core of their seeds according to their kinds, asasapri, and trees bring fruit, ashera zorobo mehu, bayaro king pitov, and Hashem saw it and it was good. And Rashi picks up the point that
he like says
it should be an eighth pri osepri. A tree of fruit bearing fruit, and what happens is eight osepri is a tree bearing fruit.
Also, it says like let me know after eight pri, and it says let me know after misera
zara. Yeah, Rashi doesn't quite bring up that one. He has an extra liminehu on there. He's talking about the eight osepri. Lo eight pri doesn't say eight pri. For tree lefichach. Right, that the idea that the fruit, the tree is somehow tastes like the fruit. If you have shina kill kill adam elbo. No, therefore, when Hashem, when the man is punished for his sin on the etadat, nifkadagam he elbana bekala. So therefore, the earth was also punished, which is weird, right? Wait, earth did it wrong. I'm sorry.
Wait, I don't understand right. The difference between an eight priosapri and a. It's a
supri,
like what?
The right about that. The tree itself was it would be edible and taste like.
Oh, like tama eats tama pri.
Right, that the whole tree would be fruit.
Oh, but now it's just the tree now that happens also.
Right, and I'm not going to deal with that part. I just want to talk about the idea that the earth made a mistake, right, and therefore was punished. So the moral explains that no, that was Hashem's intention. Hashem created Eretz imperfect and incapable of following Hashem's command. This is the Gerarya on that Rashi. In a Purusha, the Ma of Rabbi Mezid, Al-Tzibir Kodesh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean that the earth sinned against God, right? It said, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to make trees different. Because there's no free will. It's dirt. No free will there. The earth is created with something different. With a lack. Because of the lack, he machaseret mishlemut tamid. The idea of the earth here was made, Hashem created the land imperfect, incapable of fulfilling the masha, alab machshava, batchila. Every day in creation, there's all this one kind of a gadot about how Jim intended it one way, but that's not how it worked out. It's created that way, not quite right. So Hashem said, okay, earth, bring forth fruit trees, bring fruit. And therefore, the earth didn't do it right. There's imperfect there. The Eitzim represent that imperfection. That's where the potential the opening for this came from that Adama. The Fishu Nivra Min Adama, he was created from the earth. Asher Yishva Min Achisaron. That was the physical side was created imperfect, and that's why he was capable of sinning first. The Fichach Nimtza Chaser Gam Bikain, he was imperfect as well. Shlema Kayim Mitzvot Baro Alasay Mok did not fulfill Hashem's word perfectly. And so that's how Ramban, in fact, is interesting. He understands the Nasa Adam, right? Nasa Adam Mitzamenu Kibutenu. Right, let us make man in our image. Anyone's bothered by that? What's the us there? And Rashi says it's Hashem Beit Dino teaches anava. No, Ramban says Naaseh means us. Hashem's talking to the earth. You and me. Pshat nachon b'milat nasa. That the pshat in the word nasa. Let us make man. The vidnei shegvar harita ladat. Because I Ramban saying I've already pointed out. Kilo kim bara yesh mi ayin b'yom rishon l'vado. That creation happened on the first day. Everything was there. Bakar hach mi yisadot ha'hem. Then from those basic elements that were created day one, Nivraim Yetzar V'Asad, that everything was created and kind of formed from there. The actual Berea was only on the first day. Hashem Atan B'mayim Koch HaSharutz, HaSharutz V'Sharutz HaNefesh, Chaya, Yomamar B'hem Yishtu HaMayim. So Hashem would say, okay, water, bring forth the fish, Yomamar B'hemat Tosei Aretz, and similarly, Hashem said, earth, bring forth animals. This is a secondary process. Potential was there. Hashem says, earth, make it happen. By man, it says, Adam and his carrot. You and me, O earth, we're going to do this together. The animals, the earth, you just make it from what was there. But there's some there's new Berea in humanity. And his carrot last said, let's do it together. That the physical form is from the earth, just like animals. As it says, Vayitzer Adam Elkim, Adam Afar Min Adam, is created out of the ground. Vayitzer Hu Yiparach HaRuach Mepei Elyon, and that he was given that divine spirit, the Ruach Ramayah, the speaking spirit, as Ezra says, Vayitzer Vayipach Bafav Yishvach Hayim. That's what Nasa means. There's a partnership there. Vamar B'Salmeri Kutenu, Ki Met Yishneham. It's our image. Because man is similar to both the imperfect earth and the perfect divine. In terms of the physical side, it's like the earth. And spiritually, like the higher. And this pshat, Yosef Kimchi, I found out that's David Kimchi's father. This school is right. This is better than anything anyone else has said. So he likes this interpretation of Nasa Adam, and I like it as well. Putting those together, the Eitz Osepri, that problem of Eitz Osepri, the Eitz problem, is the fact the earthly part. That's imperfect. You can't reject it. All those things, but we're supposed to eat Etrogim and Anavim and Te'enim and Chita, but the first mitzvah was actually not, don't eat from that one, but Mikol Eitz Hagan Achol Tochel. You need to eat from all the fruits. We just have one thing. That's got to be subject to Ratzon Hashem. That's what he said. Eitz Hadat Tavara Lo Tochamet. Don't eat the Eitz Hadat. That one tree over there, that you're going to say that. You're not going to make your own choices about that. That one don't do. Let me rephrase that. You are going to make your own choices, but you're going to make good choices. Don't decide that something else is important. That we are our power is that we were made of these two sides of it, sort of the physical and the spiritual there, and we get to choose which side of our nature comes to the fore. And this is Ramchal and their Derech Hashem. Baraskano Hayot Adam Otabriya Hanivret Lidabek Bo Yitarah. Man was created to be close to God. Pimotela Benishle Mut Vechesronot. A human being is bounced between perfection and imperfection. So the little side of imperfection is always there. But you can always achieve shleimut, perfection. This needs to be by one's free will. Because if you had no free will, no choice, and everything you did was just perfect, that wouldn't be perfection. The earth, in its sense, is perfect. It does exactly what's supposed to be. It doesn't have any free will, just the laws of physics. Akin nivra adam b'yetzer tov b'yetzer ra. That's why you have these two sides. B'chira b'yedo atod atzmo l'tzad shehu l'otzeh. And you can go which side you want. Ezra chacham ha'yelinah she'adam mokhav mishnei hafachim. And that's, we were, Hashem's wisdom made us of two opposite, incompatible parts. And we can decide which way to go with that. And that fundamentally was the fate of the Eitz Hadat Tov HaRa. making a choice that, okay, one of some side of my chesron, my physical side, that's what's important. That's my purpose in life. But we can do better.
And see, the physical side could either be represented by the te'anim or the gefen or the etchog or the, meaning those different.
Right, right. Physical, I mean, physical. Again, and the very aesthetic side, which sounds very spiritual, that's still part of the chesron side. Still making things, decisions outside of the Ratzon Hashem. That's still wrong. All that has to be subservient to the Ratzon Hashem.
Like, would it have been possible that they didn't eat from it? Like, I keep thinking about the toddler. Like, when you say, like, well, don't touch this. But, and they didn't know it was there before, so they're gonna go. They're gonna go walk over. They're gonna go touch it. Like if Hashem hadn't said anything, would they have eaten from it? I don't know.
Probably right, because the only thing that made it not edible was Hashem said, "Don't eat from it." Right. I mean, it was the existence of the mitzvah that made it a mitzvah.
But like, were they supposed to eat from it?
That's always a big question.
Because here you're saying that the whole point is that we're supposed to find this and do this balance and learn to say, like, okay, this is our Ratzon, this is Ratzon Hashem, like, where are we going to follow? So we needed them. We wouldn't have that. We needed him. We needed them to eat from the Eitz HaDaat. Otherwise,
that's a very difficult question. And it's hard to figure out what to do, right? Wait, what if he had, right, if he had? You know, so they talk about if he'd made it all the way till Shabbos and hadn't eaten, then he would have sort of fulfilled. Then the whole, if you continue to make good choices, then the whole concept would have been hypothetical. Right? Which is probably a better thing. You know, that's a tough question. It's like, what? That's far too counterpositive, subjunctive, you know, if we hadn't done that, you know.
Right.
I mean, you could say similar things, right? If I hadn't gotten myself addicted to heroin, how would my life be different? Well, the answer is it would be exactly
the same. No, just like in terms of like the purpose of creation. When we think about like our daily things and what we're doing and like, okay, what am I here to do? What do I need to do? It doesn't change the answer to that question, but the why. Like, oh, well, maybe I wouldn't have been here.
Right. But surely things would have been different, right? We've been different. Humanity would have been different. If we were still living, still in Gan Eden with a Eitz HaDaat that no one ever touched. But I don't know what that means. That's comes throughout sort of thinking about Torah there, right? What if Israel hadn't built the Egel Azav?
Right. I guess we could keep on asking that question.
You know, it's like, and you know, and they talk about that. That was bringing them humanity back to that position. And now we have the pure Ratzon Hashem without any knowledge of what it means not to disobey it. You can imagine that, but not actually having experienced that. I don't know how to answer that.
Well, doesn't change the what, doesn't change the how.
All right, well, have a good Shabbos. I'll try to talk to you before Shabbos.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Thank you for making time in your busy schedule. I hope you get some sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Good night. Bye.